Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 24th, 2008. Today's message is titled Ordinary Mary. It's taken from a rather obscure scripture text in Romans 16, verse 6.
Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you.
I saw Mary in action at a church gathering. A disabled person had fallen, and in the process had become very frightened and agitated. Due to a life-altering injury many years before, he was unable to cope with the situation and needed assistance, both physically and emotionally. This Mary, and that's not a real name, lovingly helped this individual to exercise self-restraint while maintaining his dignity. Most familiar with the Bible will readily identify Hebrews chapter 11 as the, quote, Hall of Fame of Faith, end quote. This chapter mentions many of the famous characters of the Old Testament, such as Noah, Abraham, and Moses.
But Romans 16 is another Hall of Fame, representing the scores of little-known believers who have contributed to the advancement of God's kingdom throughout the church age. Most of the names mentioned in this chapter, there are 35 of them, are not referred to anywhere else in Scripture. Yet each made an impact on Paul's life and many others as well.
Well, if we were to mention a Mary in the Bible, one would probably assume a reference to the mother of our Lord or to Mary Magdalene. But today's brief Scripture verse is the only Mary mentioned in any of the epistles. A dedicated local believer, otherwise unknown, in the Roman church. The text again states simply, Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you.
Her simple distinction? She worked very hard for you. We're not told what she did, but the Roman believers knew very well. Perhaps she was on the fellowship committee, or coordinated the nursery workers. That's a big job. Those are sure two hard jobs in a healthy, active church. Maybe she stayed around after a church meal to scrub the dishes. I doubt that they had plasticware back then. And that had to be done as well.
Well, whatever she did, she worked very hard. The emphasis on very is purposeful. In fact, the King James Version reads, bestowed much labor. Finally, let us note the simple words in the text. For you. What a blessing she must have been to the church in Rome as she served others.
Well, I've met a lot of people through the years like Mary. In fact, some have actually been named Mary. What a tremendous blessing they are. Ordinary people using ordinary gifts to build up Christ's extraordinary church. All over the world, unheralded and often underappreciated, they're still a major part of God's plan in getting the job done.
We encourage you to take note of the Marys among your congregation, wherever you live. We have readers and listeners all over the world, and we know there are Marys in each one. We encourage you to speak a word of appreciation to them, as you notice what others might not. And if you happen to be a hard worker like Mary, you will someday hear the words of great commendation from the Master himself. Well done, good and faithful servant.
Let's all pray together. Father, as we diligently labor for you, it is not to bring attention to ourselves, but it is to bring glory to your name. Help us to find our place of Christian service where we can develop our gifts and expend our labors for the building up of the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for today's podcast. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. I failed to note that in the beginning of the day. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We've written these messages since October of 1996. We have nearly 3,000 of them now. Today's message is the one we've prepared for Thursday, July 24th, 2008. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. Today, we hope to find a song, and I have not found it yet. I have some more work to do on the message, but a great song we recall from probably the late 70s or early 80s, Brooksine, called Use Me. Ordinary People, pardon me. I'm going to use Me, too, because I like that song. I used it a couple days ago. But it was by Danny Bell, as I recall, and just how God uses ordinary people. We do have a photo up on the site today that is a Lancaster County farm seed. We encourage you to take a look. Thanks for joining us, and may God bless you in whatever faithful labors that you regularly share.